All right, we want to hear the word of God real quick, and thank you so much for coming to the house of God. And are you ready to hear the word of God? Are you all ready to hear the word of God? Amen. With us, as you all know, that we are so blessed with so many ministers of the gospel in our house, and we would like to sit under the feet of their feet, so that we can hear what the Lord is teaching, telling us. I would like us to hear the word of the Lord from our evangelist, Noel, this morning. Please welcome her with me, with a hand clap, as she comes to minister the word of the Lord. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. God bless
you. Praise the name of the Lord. I greet you all this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus, the name that is above every other name, the name unto which we have been given for our salvation. Praise the Lord. I am delighted to be in the house of the Lord this morning, and I am grateful because of the things that the Lord has done. I am grateful because the year is coming to an end. I have 3 more studies, and this year will be ended. But before I come to the end of the year, there are things that I have been trusting God for, and I have another 20-some days to see them accomplished. Amen. So before the beginning of the coming year, I had things that I had brought before the Lord for this year, and I'm still trusting him because time is not over yet. I am born again this morning. I have purposed on my own accord to stay in the Lord. It is not by coercion. It's not by persuasion. It is on my own decision because I have known who he is. Praise the Lord. And I am grateful this morning because as the Lord speaks to you, he will speak to me as well. When we go through such a powerful moment of worship, I just want to continue worshiping the Lord, stay in his presence, abide in his presence, and be nourished by the Holy Spirit. And I am grateful because this morning as we go through all that, the Lord will also minister unto us through his word. Amen. I have continued to search in the word of God. It is in my delight to keep searching and finding and, you know, getting deeper and deeper in the things of God and reading and finding out who is this man, Jesus Christ. Who is he and how could he live his eternal glory and come down here in search of men, a man like me? Amen. Because I want to assure you, I am not a good woman. Were it not for the Lord, I would not be a good person. But I bless the Lord because of who he is, because the transformation that he has brought in my life is what has created and has brought forth the person you see today. Amen. I am grateful because I'm ministering unto a people who have the capability of being good, whether on their own accord or on the doing of the Lord. But I'm ministering unto a people this morning who are good. Amen. I assure you, I am not a good person except by the doing of the Lord and the perfection of the Lord. I would not be one person to enter glory. But I bless him because of who he is. Because in him, in his power, in his work, in his divine plan, I will inherit the kingdom of God. In my business of searching who the Lord is, I decided to start again in the Gospels and read them all over again and get an understanding of who this Jesus Christ is. And I have come upon one very intriguing story. There is one thing that blesses me about Jesus, the time he walked on earth, the people that he associated with, the people that he talked with, the people that he dined with, the people that he visited with. And I've been asking myself, if I lived during the time of Jesus Christ, what kind of a woman would I have been that time? Would I have been serving in the house of the Lord? Would I have worked together with the Pharisees and the Sadducees? Would I have been a teacher of the law? Or where would I have been? Who would I have been during the time of Jesus Christ if I had had the privilege of walking on earth when he did? I have decided to seek the credentials, the professions, and the occupations of the people that he dealt with, starting from the first disciple that he called. Seeking to understand what was he looking for in this man that he walked with. What was it that he is searching for from me in a time like this? Because I bet there is a reason, a purpose, and a plan as to why the Lord has kept me alive now. There is a divine reason as to why you are alive today. You're not just another mistake walking on this earth. But there is a reason and a purpose. We are not just here so that we can work and work and work and make money. I have seen my friends who have worked and worked and worked and made a lot of money and gathered a lot of riches to themselves and left and gone to glory and left the riches to other people who didn't even care about the money that was left behind and who scattered it and didn't even take care of it. So I am asking myself, what is the divine reason of the Lord keeping me alive in a time like this? And among the men that Jesus worked with and among the men that Jesus dined with, I found this one peculiar character who was not worthy in my assessment and in my judgment of a visit from the Lord. We all have places that we reside in and we decide who comes in and who goes out and who you invite and who you do not invite and who you allow into your house and who you do not allow. Amen. I bless the Lord because in so doing, you can allow somebody in your house that is carrying your miracle. You can decide to lock out somebody from your house who is carrying your miracle as well. May the Lord help us into the people that we will allow into our houses and the people that we will not allow. In the book of Luke chapter 19, from verse 1 to 10. Luke chapter 19, verse 1 to 10. The Bible says, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and he could not for the press, because he was little in stature. And he leaned before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made house and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. For so as much as he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you this morning. Holy Spirit of God, minister unto our hearts for the glory of the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray and believe. The Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 19 verse 1 that Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. Jesus was not coming to Jericho to stay. Jesus was passing through Jericho. So he entered Jericho with a purpose and a name of just passing through. In the assessment of the disciples that walked with him, that day Jesus was just passing through Jericho. But in his plan, in his purpose, he was not just passing. He had a target and a man to encounter with. Praise the Lord. And as Jesus was passing through, the Bible says in verse 3, and he sought this man called Zacchaeus to see Jesus. Amen. Zacchaeus had heard about this man who was turning around the city. This man who was doing things in the city. And I would have been curious too. Because who is this man who suddenly comes into the city and things are happening and people are moving and people are being healed? So who is he? And Zacchaeus decided, I'm not just going to sit, I need to see this man. I need to understand who is he. Zacchaeus made an effort just to see. Zacchaeus, he was not looking for a miracle. He did not need money. He was not looking for some provision. No, 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 no. He just wanted to see who is this man. He didn't even want to talk to him. Zacchaeus, the Bible says that the man was rich. Rich men may not be looking for very many things that we go around looking for. No, 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 no. Zacchaeus was a man little in stature, but he was rich. He was well off. He was not like the woman who had the issue of blood, who left her house purposed that today I've got to touch the hem of his garment. No, Zacchaeus was different. He just wanted to see, and therefore he didn't come with an expectation. No. The Bible says that for surely there is an end, but an expectation shall not be cut off. Zacchaeus did not come with an expectation. No, 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 no. He came him to just see. I just want to see a sight. That's all I want. But I bless the Lord who knows where we are at every one time of our lives. Because as Zacchaeus came and climbed that sycamore tree with an idea of just seeing. Jesus had entered Jericho and Jesus was passing by. And when Jesus came to the sycamore tree, the Bible says that he looked up. Zacchaeus had already ran before the Lord and climbed up the tree. I do not know how many people had seen Zacchaeus running. Maybe he had done this before the crowd gathered, because he would have been ashamed as a rich man to be seen running or even to be seen climbing a tree. And therefore, everybody, the concentration of everybody when dignitaries are passing is on the trucks or the cars that are moving the person. Nobody is bothered with what is going on up in the trees. Who will be looking up, for heaven's sake? So Zacchaeus in his mind was, I'm going to climb this tree, and as he passes, I will see him. So you can imagine Zacchaeus on a branch, seated comfortably, positioning himself nicely so that as this man who is turning around the city passes, he can see him. Zacchaeus was not like other men. And I'm sure as he was seated up there on the branch, he was thinking, all these people can't see me, but I can see them. This is the beauty of being a man in the city, a man with my stature, a man with my name. Because I can be up here and nobody will see me. And anyway, even if anybody saw me, what would they ask of me? Because they know the look I give them. Everybody, even in America, is terrorized by the IRS. You hear they're coming to your house or they're looking at your documents, and you will think twice about what to say. If you do not have a lawyer, you might be seeking one. Because, you know, every time they come around, there is likely to be some information. But Zacchaeus was that man in the city who everybody would have wanted to run away from. You don't want to talk much with him. It doesn't seem like Jericho was the powerful, rich city where every man had everything together. Most of the people that Zacchaeus dealt with were people who had not been able to pay their taxes. And so they had had a nice encounter with Zacchaeus in his job. So Zacchaeus was not the famous nice man. He was the bad man in the city who nobody wanted to talk good about. And Zacchaeus is on a tree, and Jesus comes and stands at the tree. And Jesus looks up, because his purpose and plan that day was not just to pass through Jericho. It was to have a personal encounter with this man who had terrorized the city, the man Zacchaeus. Jesus himself was on a saving mission. Him who came, who was made manifest, so that he can destroy all the works of the enemy. Zacchaeus was already on a top list of destruction. And Jesus looked at Zacchaeus and said, no way. Just like he made a purposeful target to meet with the Samaritan woman, he made a target on this day to meet with Zacchaeus, because he is the Lord. And on this day, when he came and stood and he looked up, praise the Lord, Zacchaeus looked down. David says that when I look unto where my help comes from, my help comes unto you, O Lord. So David looks up unto the Lord. But when Jesus walked on earth, he did not require men to look up unto him. No, he was either walking with them, so they were buddies. They were next to each other. On this day, he looked up to get Zacchaeus down. So Zacchaeus on a tree encounters the eyes of Jesus. And it's like, oh, this is the man you wanted to see. Okay, now he is looking directly into your eyes. So what do you say, Zacchaeus? And Zacchaeus, looking at Jesus, had no words. And Jesus said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. Jesus was not a common man. He was not going to say, oh, Zacchaeus, do you want to come down? He looks at a man and commands him and says, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. You have terrorized the whole city, I understand. Because I know every man. The Bible says that God knows every man. He knows what is within a man. And he does not need the testimony of one man about another, because he knows every man and he knows what is in them. Therefore, he did not need any testimony this morning. He was not even going to consult with the disciples about who is Zacchaeus. He did not want a dialogue with them. And so he waited until that opportune moment when he came to the sycamore tree and he looked up and said, Zacchaeus, come down. That is the Lord whom you have believed this morning. This is the Lord Jesus, Son of God, who has come to the world to save you and to save me. This is the Lord who knows at what point of your life you are at today.
He is the one that you cannot hide anything about. You cannot hide anything about yourself. He knows your bank account. He knows when it is overdrawn. He knows when it has money. He knows when you're planning something nice for Noel. He knows when you're planning evil. He listens into your private conversations. That is Jesus, the Son of God. The Bible says, on verse 7, and when they saw it, when who saw it? The crowd that was following him. Zacchaeus could not see Jesus because he had decided, no, these people are just, there are way too many. I'm not even going to struggle with them. So Zacchaeus is on a tree. And when the people who are following Jesus saw what Jesus had done, they murmured. What business do you have murmuring about Jesus? You didn't send him. You don't know him. Why? What are you murmuring about him about? What bothers you about Jesus? Jesus is the Son of God who has come on earth on a saving mission. Whether you welcome him to your house or you do not, that does not change who he is. On a particular day, they took him. They were going to throw him down a cliff. And I love Jesus because he walked in their midst as though they hadn't done anything. He is Jesus. He's the Son of God. He knows what you're planning tomorrow before we get to tomorrow. So he had known they were going to get hold of him and take him to the cliff on that day. It was only during the time of Jesus that the Pharisees and the Sadducees got together to fight a common enemy. Oh my goodness, when men gather together, the Pharisees and the Sadducees come together, both the Christians and the worldly people join together so that they can fight you, then you have something in your heart. You have something that the devil is pursuing. You'd better be careful. Don't even struggle. Don't even fight. Don't be looking unto what side to join. Don't join any. Just stand and see the salvation of the Lord. So Jesus is here with Zacchaeus. And everybody is murmuring. Why is he talking to this man? You know, some people have already decided who Noel is. Pastor, it doesn't matter what you do. There are some people who will not see you as anything different than what they have purposed in their minds. They have purposed and have decided that you are what they see. They have made decisions about you. Conclusions have been drafted and full stops have been put. And every time you pass Kate, that is who they see. And they're not willing to change. Hold on a minute. Can you clean your slate? Because you don't know what God is going to do about that person. Amen. Don't be too quick to put full stops on people. You don't know what God is doing with them tomorrow. Because God is able to raise a man from nothing and make him raise up and dine with kings. Zacchaeus was not the common man that everybody had seen in the city, that everybody had murmured about. Because guess what? Salvation on that particular day was for his house. I bless the Lord. I want to persuade you as we end this year and as we start another year, put your focus on Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Stop getting bothered about men and their businesses and what they are doing. How many men are able to pay your bills today? All the bills that come to my house come in my name. The only person who could help me pay is Carol. I saw her walk in, praise the Lord, Carol, somewhere in the house. The only person who could help me pay is somebody who is related to me. Somebody who has access to my mailbox. Somebody who can see it. If you are in your house and you can't see what my needs are, then cut it out. Just hold it a minute. Amen. Zacchaeus had a need that only Jesus Christ, the Son of God, could meet. We have needs in our lives that only Jesus can meet, and no man can do anything about. So men had no business murmuring on this day because Jesus had come for Zacchaeus. He was in his business. He was in his daily work. It's just like you prepare yourself and go to a work and you clock in. The expectations for you at your job place. You have responsibilities that you've got to meet and satisfy so that your boss keeps you at work. Jesus was on a job. He was on a mission. And nothing was going to stop him on this particular day. Not John, not Peter, not Andrew. That's why he didn't ask any one of them about Zacchaeus. He waited until he came to the sycamore tree and he looked up and said, Zacchaeus, come down. Make haste and come down. Because you're not going to be the terror of this city anymore. Because when I visit with you, when I dine with you, things are going to be different. Praise the Lord. And let me tell you something. Jesus, when he comes and dines with a man, things are never the same again. If you're still having things you're struggling with, just allow Jesus to come in your heart. And you will be saying, Lord, you raise raised me up. It is not because I was good, but it is because of the work that you have done in my life, that you have raised me up from being the bad, nasty woman into who I am this day. Were it not for the doing of the Lord, we would not be here today. We would not be in this house today. What don't we have that we could do that everybody else is doing out there? We could be there. But what are my priorities? What are the things that I value most? Those are the things that define me. So as you define me, can you define me in the line of my priorities? In the line of the things I value? As I look at you, I want to look at you in the right of the things that you value. If you love being in the presence of God, I'll invite you for a prayer meeting. If you love serving in the house of the Lord, I will invite you to come and do a work in this house. Amen? But I don't want to invite you for the things that are outside your value. No. I want to only associate with you at the level of the things that are valuable to you. That is why I tell people, check yourself and check who you associate with and check who you move with and check who you dine with, because you're only defined by the circles that you live within. Sister Purity told us, I don't even know whether she realized that she had said anything yesterday. We were in a meeting somewhere. We were so blessed. And she said, quietly as we were talking, that this one man said, watch the circle of people you deal with. If you're only dealing with people who are in your salary bracket, you will not be able to move out of there. Because you have no model. You have nobody else to look up to. That is what defines you. So you're just going to stay and dine and live within that circle. But you can break the circle if you wanted to. Amen. It takes the grace of God. It's by grace that we are who we are. And grace, the definition of grace, grace is the unmerited favor of God. When the grace of God is upon a man, like on this day that it came upon Zacchaeus, grace, the unmerited favor of God, did not need a man's definition on this day for Zacchaeus. So as Zacchaeus was coming down the tree, he was coming down the tree with a joyful heart. Give thanks with a grateful heart. That's the song that Zacchaeus was singing. Let me tell you, the whole of the world for Zacchaeus closed. He did not see his enemies anymore. He did not see his friends. He did not see his brothers. He did not see the whole multitude. It was a one-on-one encounter with him and Jesus Christ. When a man has a one-on-one encounter with Jesus, that man goes through a transformation. And in myself, I was asking myself, what were the next few days of Zacchaeus after he was born again? He's not even waiting for Jesus to ask him, what are you going to do? No, it is him who is offering. He's talking to Jesus and telling him, Lord, on verse 8, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give unto the poor. The Lord is not expecting him to do anything. It's not by works. It's by the grace of God. So Jesus was not expecting from Zacchaeus. If you want to pay back, go ahead and pay back. But Zacchaeus, my interest is in saving you. Today I'm going to dine in your house because I'm here for your salvation. Your salvation is more important to me than anything else. It's more important than the people you have robbed, than the people you have stolen from. Because once I have delivered you from this, you'll never steal again. And the city of Jericho is going to be at peace. I am more interested with the peace of Jericho in the later days than in what you have done. Because what you have done, you can amend by your own choice. Amen? What you have done, you can amend by your own choice. What you have done, you can amend by your own choice. You can decide not to rob men anymore. You can decide not to gossip anymore. After you have had a one-on-one encounter with Jesus. The Lord who transforms men. The Lord who has looked up on the case of Zacchaeus. The best for Zacchaeus was yet to come. Because after that day, after he had encountered Jesus, Zacchaeus was not the same again. He didn't need to learn anymore and climb trees. He did not need to go and search for Jesus. No, 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 no. He was settled once and forevermore. And Jesus says about him on verse 9, you also are a son of Abraham. I mean, let people stop murmuring. What is everybody making noise about? Does it mean anybody is more worthy of the kingdom than the other? Who of us has not been saved by grace? Amen. No wito we honoketie tiga honokirio ni mwatha ni Jesu. Enega that we can be in the business ya guthia kihonokagia ndo aria ngi. You know that is how, that is the kind of marshals we have in the house of God today. That we are waiting until Pastor Tony you do something and we are going to whoop you as though we are in the business of saving you. You are saved by grace by Jesus Christ. Amen. Can everybody get in outside the business of everybody else and get in your business with Jesus Christ? Because we have a job that we need to do. That is why the Lord has kept you alive today. That's why the Lord has kept me alive today. Because he has a job he wants me to accomplish. And everybody in the house of the Lord is important. There is nobody who is not important. And I keep saying all the time, there is nobody we are going to throw out. If we throw the sinners out of this house, then what business do we have here? We should be shut down. Because we are looking for the sinners so that we can draw them into the kingdom of God. Amen? That is why Jesus was not involved in the business of locked buildings and four walls. We meet here so that we can be empowered. So that when we go out for the 6 days within the week, we are an empowered people. We are doing the business of the Lord. We are working for the common goal of Jesus Christ. Amen? So Zacchaeus, everybody was murmuring about him. And everybody had made an opinion about him. But Jesus, the Son of God, who was in the business of seeking Zacchaeus, had already found him. He was not going to leave him to the devil. No, 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 no. We are not going to leave you to be stolen, to be killed, and to be destroyed. No. We have a purpose and a business in this house to make sure that anybody we encounter comes to the kingdom of God. You know those holy hands that we raise before God? Him who says that he inhabits in the praises of his people. Anybody you ever touch with those hands, when you pray for them and anoint them and believe God, anybody you ever greet has an impact from those hands. Because we don't just encounter people for nothing. Jesus has taken over the ground and he has won. He has defeated the powers of the enemy. The ground that you're standing on has been worked on by Jesus Christ. When we value the ground that the Lord has helped us to win, it's because he has worked together with us. The ground that Zacchaeus got won for that day was by Jesus Christ. Amen? Anybody who doesn't hear Kikuyu in this congregation today? The Lord has changed our names by his grace. Amen? The Lord has chosen to change us. The Lord has changed our names because we are valuable to him. Amen? That is the only reason that when you walk into the house of the Lord today, you come with an expectation, not from Pastor Tony, because tomorrow Pastor Tony may not be here. What will happen about the Ijiri if Pastor Tony is not here? But we come with a raised expectation unto the Lord, expecting from him the author and the finisher of our faith, him who is Ebenezer, who has brought us this far. If Zacchaeus had heard about it, he had only heard about it, but he had not fathomed the depth, the width, and the truth of what he had heard. Once you come to the realization of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you get to see the breadth of his love, you get to taste the depth of his love, you get to see where he has raised you from, you get to see the work that he has done in secret, you are going to be a man with a difference. You are going to be able to fold more men unto yourself than you are doing right now. You will not be as judgmental as we have been in the past. You will be able to forgive all men despite the things that they do to you. You'll be able to say, yet I believe better things are coming for this sister. Better things are coming for this brother. Everybody in the land of Israel who had looked at Rahab, they knew she was the perfect prostitute in the city, and they didn't see any good in Rahab. Who would have known that all out of all the houses that were there, her house was going to be saved? Who would have known? Who is able to speak the mind of the Lord except him that the Lord speaks to? Who is able to tell what the Lord is going to do? Unless the Lord reveals an issue unto you, who would you be to give judgment onto that issue? And the Lord says that the revealed things are for us and our children. The hidden things are for him alone. Leave those hidden things. If you're not seeking the Lord to have a spiritual understanding of those things that he has hidden, then leave them alone. But if you seek the Lord because of those hidden things, and he talks to you, and he ministers unto you, and he makes them known unto you, now they become for you and your children. And you can benefit from them. And your children can benefit from them. And now things can change around you because of what the Lord has done. This man, Zacchaeus, had already been condemned by men. There are some targets in our lives that when they get touched, everybody complains. Everybody murmurs. Do you know the Lord is able to enrich you all by himself? Yes. If he chooses today to enrich you, no man will do anything. They'll murmur for 2 days and shut up. Because they can't change anything that the Lord has decided to do. If the Lord decides to raise a man, I love him. Because watch what he did with David. Who would have known that the little small boy who was in out there taking care of the sheep was going to be the next king? Aren't you even amazed about Jacob? Would Laban have known that the boy that he was mistreating, this boy who was taking care of his sheep, and by the way, Jacob was mwanawa mamawe, this was an uncle to him, was a nephew. Who would have known that his nephew was going to be the next king of Israel? I want to persuade you this morning to look at all men from the leveling eyes of Jesus Christ. That when Jesus looks into a man, he doesn't see anything else except his salvation plan. When Jesus looked at Saul, can you imagine the faces of all those people who had died with the sword of Saul? And he later meets them in heaven. They had died under his sword when he was a persecutor. And the Lord saves him and brings him into glory now as his servant. What an encounter. Have peace with all men. Pursue peace with all men. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 26 to 29, fix your faith. I want to persuade you this morning to watch out where you fix your faith. Because if you fix your faith on the wrong things, you will surely be disappointed. If you fix your faith on Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of your faith, you will have a greater advantage than anybody else. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 26 to 29. The Bible says, and this word, yet once more, signifying the removing of those things that are shaken as the things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we receive the kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace. Amen. Let us have grace, whereby we may serve God, accepting with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. The Lord has allowed you, the Lord has allowed me to serve in his presence by grace. We are privileged that we can walk into this house that's called by his name and call unto his name and have our prayers answered. The Lord has allowed us by grace to serve before his presence because he is a consuming fire. If it were for the works of men, who of us would not be consumed by the fire of God? Who has done things in the kingdom of God that are so honorable that when the Lord looks at you, he stands up the way he stood up for Stephen and says, my honorable servant, you've done it all well. How many of us have reached that mark of perfection? The Lord is still working on us. As the Lord shakes everything that is shakeable, because when the time comes to shake, when the Lord holds a man and shakes him, let me tell you, if just at the standing of the Lord, if just at the opening of his mouth, the cedars of Lebanon fall and fire comes from his mouth, then you can imagine what would happen if the Lord shakes up a man. Nothing will be left of that man. I want to persuade you this morning that be deeply entrenched in the word of God. And the only man who will manage to do that is the man who is in the business of the Lord. Is the man who is digging after the things of the Lord. Is the man who is seeking after the Lord. The man who is praying and seeking the face of the Lord is able to encounter things in the spirit that men in other times do not. If you get yourself in the word of God, the Bible says in verse 26 that anything, hold on, verse 26, whose voice then shook the earth, But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also the heaven. If everything is going to be shaken, the heaven is going to be shaken, the earth is going to be shaken, what would happen? Would have happened if the Lord took the sycamore tree and shook it when Zacchaeus was up? If the Lord decided to shake the sycamore tree with Zacchaeus up there. When the Lord shakes everything, I don't want to get into that. When the Lord shakes everything, brethren, make sure you're grounded in the word of the Lord, because everything else will pass away except the word of the Lord. The infallible word of the Lord, the meaning of the word infallible, is with no margin of error. It is incapable of misreading or deceiving a man. That is the word of God that I'm persuading you to get entrenched in. The impregnable word of God, which is incapable of being taken assault or being taken captive or being captured. It cannot be bowed. That is the word of God that I'm telling you to get yourself into. That is the only word that can hide you, that can keep you away. That is the only one that when the Lord comes up on shaking and cleaning up, he will help you to stand. If the Lord had not taken Zacchaeus on this particular day when he was passing through Jericho, what would have happened to Zacchaeus? He would have ended up in the destructive hands of the enemy. But when I hide you in the word of the Lord, I know that surely I will find you again. The Bible says in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8. Let us read this so that we can end the service. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. The Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. And then shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You want to be prosperous and you want to have good success. Let these words of the law not depart from your mouth. Just like God and his word are inseparable, let you and the word of God not be separable. Now that you have found Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he has reached down unto you and saved you. He has corrected you by grace and raised you up to be where you are today. Praise be to God. As we prepare to finish the service, Sister Veronica and your praise team, come up here and sing that song just once more, that you have raised me up. Praise be to God. Were it not for the grace of God, were it not for the doings of the Lord, none of us would be where we are today. But that Lord God who was able to raise Zacchaeus, that Lord God who was able to bring Zacchaeus out of destruction and make him a man to live again, is the Lord God that I'm telling you to entrust yourself unto in the coming 3 weeks as we prepare ourselves for the coming new year. I do not know what you have been through in the year 2012. I am looking forward to the end of this year. Much as I may seem like you have been able to accomplish this and this and the other, I want this year ended. I am looking for a new beginning of 2013. I do not know what you have been through that would want you to want this year to stay or want this year to come to an end. But even as we tarry before the presence of the Lord, for the remaining days of this year, let us focus on him, the author and the finisher of our faith. Him who has brought us this far. Him who did not let us into the hands of destruction. Him who held us together in this year. Were it not for the Lord who held us together, where would we be? It has taken the Lord to bring us this far. It has taken the Lord to hold your family together. It has taken the Lord to hold the job for you. It has taken the Lord to keep your children sane. It has taken the Lord to keep you sane yourself. It has taken the Lord. God, Jesus looked up unto Zacchaeus. Now it is us looking up unto the Lord, because he has gone ahead of us into glory. When we look, where can our help come from? Our help only comes from the Lord. So this morning, as we continue waiting upon the Lord for the next and the remaining days of this year, our help only comes from the Lord. Let us sing that song just once more and then we'll conclude. Thank you. Father, we thank you this morning because of raising us up. We acknowledge that it has taken your divine hand, mighty Father, to bring us this far, even unto the end of this year. Were it not for the fact that you raised us up, Lord, the floods would have taken us with them. Didn't you raise up us, Lord? The financial situations would have taken us with them, Lord. But because you raised us up and allowed us to sit on your shoulders, that is why we were not defeated. That is why we were not overtaken by things. Even when we were overwhelmed by our situations, Lord, you raised us up and carried us on your shoulders, mighty Lord. Even when things didn't seem like they were working for us, you raised us up and carried us on your arms, mighty Lord. Even when our families were not working, even when our things were not going right between us and our friends, Lord, you raised us up and carried us in your arms. Even when jobs failed us and bosses were not fair with us, Lord, you raised us up and you carried us on your shoulders. Lord, even when our children were not good to us, you raised us up. When husbands failed our expectations, Lord, you raised us up. When wives failed our expectations, Lord, you raised us up. When parents were not there for us, Lord, you were there for us and you raised us up. We honor you, Lord. You have raised us up. Jesus. You who took Zacchaeus out of being a bad man and raised him up. We honor you this morning. We reverence you this morning. We bow before your presence this morning. We adore you, mighty Lord, because of who you are. We thank you because of your salvation power. We thank you because you have raised us up. As you continue carrying us on your wings, mighty Lord, shake us up so that anything in our lives that does not please you, anything that's not godly, gets to fall off and we walk on only with you. We are trusting upon you. We are relying on you. We acknowledge we have no strength of our own. We have no power of our own. We are not good in ourselves, Lord, but with you, we know we can make it because you have raised us up, Lord. We thank you and we adore you. We'll continue to trust in you. You are our only faith. You are our only hope. You are our only trust. We surrender unto you for the glory of your holy name. In Jesus' name.
Raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy sea. I am strong and I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy sea. I am strong when I'm on your shoulders. You raise me up to more.
Praise the Lord. Have you been blessed? Powerful word, powerful word.